I'm wondering if someone doesn't have a museum to put some of that stuff in.
I don't know either. I got an old VHS tape player or camera. And like I said, I got like two digital cameras. And then electronic digital. And then I've got a old Canon SLR film camera, the first film camera that I bought. And so they're in those closets. I have a bunch of old computer things. I have a old Radio Shack pocket computer. I know that's in there, so I'm not sure quite what to do with those.
Well, need to check to make sure you remove the batteries from them, and hopefully you did. And hopefully they're in okay condition. The SLR camera, I'm thinking you're going to want to keep that. And unfortunately, I forgot to remove the batteries from my flash for the SLR camera. And now I got to do little repairs on that. I didn't throw it out. I kept it. Just needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah, I don't know if I removed the batteries when they got put in the closet or not. Probably not, so I'm probably in the same thing. And I think you were talking about a flashlight, too, that got batteries in it. I got a nice Maglite flashlight sitting down on my workbench. Can't get the batteries out of it. They swelled, and I can't get them out. So it's still on a workbench. I keep saying I'm going to try and drill those out or get them out of there somehow, but it probably isn't going to happen. I think that flashlight's destroyed. I left them in. And then I have to think of it. I bought two brand new ones to go in the motorcycles, and I usually pull those out in the fall with the rest of the electronics, and I forgot to do that. So they've been in both bikes in storage all winter, so I don't know if those are going to be any good or not either.
Yeah, you have to get after that fairly quick. I tried drilling putting a screw in the back end of it. This had AA cells in this one, my little mini mag. Tried putting a large wood screw in it to pull it out. The wood screw got warm, but there ain't no way it was coming out. Mm-mm. So I give up on it. I couldn't drive them out even the other side. I tried to tap them out. I pulled the other end of it out, and I tried to tap them out. I could not get them out.
Yeah, and the one that I have, it's a LED. The light end of it does not come out. You can unscrew it, the lens, because you could use it as kind of a candle type of thing. Take the top off and just prop it on its end, and it would work like a light in the room for emergencies or whatever. But yeah, you can't get a hold of it or anything, so I think that one's toast. So like I said, I bought a couple more, and then because I normally kept that one in the motorcycle in case I needed it out at night or something. So I bought new ones and left those in by accident all winter. So they're under covers tucked in the corner. I really can't get to them, so we'll wait and see when I pull things out here and later on in the year here.
Yep, yeah. My little mag light was an LED as well. I was able to get the LED out of it and that, and I gave a small passage to go back down through, but I'll tell you what, they weren't moving. They were not moving. So even with the WD-40 all around it and everything else, it just was not coming out of there. So, yeah, if you're able to get them out, make sure you use rechargeables in there instead.
Yeah, like I said, I tried WD-40 and the rust cutter stuff and set it up inland, let it sink in. Yeah, they're swelled so much that they're not going to come out of that tube, and that's heavy. Heavy metal tube on those mag lights, so they're in there unless you could get something in to drill it in and then get a saw to cut the batteries in half and try and, get some little leeway that way, but I'm not going through that much work to get the two batteries out. But other than that, that's probably all we're going to do. Wife just says he's doing leftovers for dinner tonight. I said, yeah, that's fine. And nothing else on the agenda. I know, I think Saturday and Sunday out in Frankenmuth, they got the RV show. So I thought maybe if I can talk her into it, maybe tomorrow afternoon or something, to go out there just to walk through. I like to look through them. I'm not going to buy one, but I like to look through them at least, see what new things are in them.